Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Grand Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
As you can probably understand, I'm not going to get into where I'm at.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It is always a joy to talk to our friend Brad Biggs. He is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And Biggsy joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. I thought maybe he misunderstood the question. I don't know if he thought he was supposed to give his address, if that's what was being asked. I thought it was just a, hey, what are you doing? Where are you hanging out? How are you getting it done? But that what Ray just dropped there, Brad, was kind of a weird, amusing moment from Matt Nagy, who, doesn't want to answer where he's at. Okay, that's cool. No one's upset about it.
It's scheme related, guys.
What? Why is that a state secret? Is it just everything is?
I don't know. I mean, listen, the bottom line is Matt Nagy says he's feeling pretty good right now, which is the most important thing. And he's been able to stay in connection with his assistants, the players, via whatever technology they're using. And, hopefully he'll be back soon. In the big picture, does it matter where he's at? No. Does it give him an advantage keeping that under wraps? I don't know if he's at home in his basement, pulled up in a hotel, if he's got a Airbnb, he's not at Hollis Hall, and he won't be there until he can clear two PCR tests with a negative result 24 hours apart. Certainly, he's not ruled out yet for Sunday's game at Soldier Field against the 49ers, but we'll have to see what shakes out in the next 72 hours or so for him.
He's involved enough to push back a little at the NFL Network's report about Khalil Mack, Brad. I thought that was interesting. Ian Rappaport reports that Mack is potentially going on injured reserve. The Bears may be resting him to get him well because he's playing through some pain and injury. And then Matt Nagy left that open-ended and didn't commit to that. What do you think comes next, and how do you explain the disparity?
Well, I don't think the individuals have reported that Mac is going to be sidelined for a while. Get bad information very often, okay? And Mac hasn't practiced for a couple weeks with what is a left foot sprain. He has given it a go in limited fashion on some Friday practices. But, guys, limited as a designation on the injury report has – a massively wide parameter of what would qualify there. Limited could be basically 2-3 reps less than what a guy normally gets in practice, or limited could be 2 or 3 reps in all of practice. All right. So when you see a guy listed as limited, it leaves a lot of room for interpretation and a lot of room for the team to kind of work with that. So I would imagine he doesn't play against the 49ers. Then you've got an extra day in there to prepare for a Monday nighter in Pittsburgh, and then you've got the bye week. Khalil Mack has been playing pretty well for him. He didn't go up in the Buccaneers game. He had one tackle total. But entering that game, guys, he had recorded at least one sack in five consecutive games. And that pairing of Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn has been so successful for them with their pass rush. Obviously, Quinn's on the COVID list right now. They certainly are hoping he'll be back in time for the 49ers game. But Mack's a guy who played through a ton of injuries last year. I believe, if I recall correctly, he was listed on the injury report during the 2020 season with four separate body part injuries. Okay. So it was like, you know, playing that game Operation or something with number 52. But in his time with the Bears, he's only missed two games. And that was during that first season in 2018. You remember he had, I believe it was a high ankle sprain. But he's been out there. It's important for him to be out there with his teammates, given who reported it. And, you know, I would imagine that it's probably spot on.
Activated, does that mean he's going to play? You know, obviously you're coming off a high ankle sprain. They've got a three-week period to make a decision. Do you expect him to be available and ready to go on Sunday?
Larry Borum, the rookie fifth-rounder?
Yes.
Yeah, well, here's the interesting thing to consider with Larry Borum. In a long time of doing this, I don't know that I've ever encountered multiple coaches who have been ecstatic about a late-round draft pick with such a tiny window of seeing him do stuff on the practice field than Larry Borum. Okay, I mean, Larry Borum went from – You didn't hear a lot about him to he's in the mix at left tackle based on that Soldier Field practice. You guys recall that in the first week of August. And then, unfortunately, he actually got a concussion in that practice and missed a couple weeks. And then Larry Borum came back from the concussion. And it's like, yes, he's in the mix here. And you're just looking at that and you're saying, have I missed something? Or, you know, I know they like the guy. They told you they had second and third round grades on him. So based on that, with how ecstatic they were about Larry Borum back during August, I think we're going to see him sooner rather than later. Can you get him ready in 3 days after he is on the shelf for 5 weeks with a high ankle sprain? You know, I don't know. Larry Borum on 3 days preparation is going to be better than Lechavius Simmons. I feel pretty strongly about that. But just going off the coach's reaction to this guy and what you're hearing, it wouldn't surprise me if he's out there on Sunday against the 49ers.
Brad, Tuesday is the deadline for NFL trades, and Ryan Pace could look at the landscape and think, okay, this is an opportunity to be a seller. It's not like other sports, we know that, but you wonder how big of a market would exist for some of the players who he might be willing to dangle. What are your expectations?
Well, I really don't think they're positioned to be sellers. And I know some people in the market have suggested that they could do that, but how do you put a mandate on your GM and coach to show progress this season and then expect those guys to trade away some of the players on your roster that might actually have some value right now? How does that add up, right? If you're going to make a call on your GM and coach at the end of the year, can you really go into their office and say, hey, I need you to get us some future draft capital? If you're going to do that, you might as well fire them right now, okay? So maybe it appeals to readers out there if you're going to suggest, hey, it would be a great idea for the Bears to get something back for some of these guys that are maybe coming out of contract or something. Well, that doesn't add up to how this whole season, what was put into it and the situation for the GM and the coach going into it. So, no, I don't think that they're sellers here before the 3 p.m. Tuesday deadline. If they are sellers, you got to look at that and say, well, does this mean that Ryan Pace knows he's secure moving forward, that he's not going to need a Robert Quinn or a whoever that you could ship off and maybe get something of value for in return? Some have suggested they should trade Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson's making $1 million a game, guys. $1 million a game. So if you trade him after Sunday, you've got to find a team willing to pay him $9 million for the remainder of the season, right? And there's a bye week in there, so $10 million, and have $10 million in cap room. Like, that's a real small list of teams. Not to mention, his productivity through seven games has been what he'd have in two big games when he's really cooking. So I don't think you can find a trade partner for Allen. I'm sure he'd love to go to a competitive roster in the middle of this season. But that's a long way of saying I don't think that they're going to be sellers, that I don't think it's genuine when people suggest that they could be sellers. And that if they are sellers, you got to look at this thing and say, does the GM know something that the public doesn't know at this point?
So I'm thinking, just from like an overview, the significance of this game, what does this game mean? I think it means the same thing for both teams, but it's not an overview type of thing. It's just both teams are kind of desperate to win a game. Four losses in a row for San Francisco, the blooms off the rose there, and a couple losses, including the most embarrassing one of the year, for the Bears. They need a win. They need to win a game at home. And you look at the schedule and it doesn't get easier. So you almost have to win this game. I just think both teams are desperate to win a football game.
No question about it. You've got two franchises here that thought that they could trade up in round one to get a quarterback of the future and have that developmental process ongoing while competing as a playoff team this year. Okay, the 49ers thought that. The 49ers thought, I believe that, you know, they could be a potential Super Bowl contender in the NFC. The Bears certainly thought that they could be more competitive than they've been to this point. 3-4, not a dead-end record, but certainly, as you said, the schedule gets more difficult here. Yeah, they're both desperate for a win. I think the difference is, in San Francisco, when you look overarching and big picture, you got a GM there in John Lynch and a head coach in Kyle Shanahan, and both those guys got six-year contracts at the get-go with the 49ers, and were since extended. Okay, so while the fan base of the 49ers is upset with Lynch and Shanahan right now, or at least a good portion of the fan base is, I don't think they're going anywhere, because that's a couple huge checks that ownership and Jed York would have to write to reboot that franchise. I don't think they're going to reboot that thing after 1 year of seeing Trey Lance mostly serve as a backup to Jimmy Garoppolo. At least that's the way it's gone so far. The timeline for leadership at Hollis Hall, obviously a little bit different for the Chicago Bears.
Brad, I'm intrigued by Chris Tabor. I know that it's just possibly an interim situation on Sunday. I know Matt Nagy still might be the head coach of the Bears if he clears the COVID protocols on Sunday. But I am curious how he's going to handle today when he meets with the media. I'm curious how he would handle the opportunity if given one on Sunday. What are your thoughts in terms of how he would do and how he might handle it?
Well, 3 to 4 fake kicks, I think, during the game. Tabor's at the controls, you got everything's in play, right? You got fake field goal. You got fake extra point. You got fake punt. You got SOS, one of my favorite plays in football, the surprise onside. Because Nagy's not there to tap the brakes on any of that stuff, right? No. Seriously, Tabor's a fun guy to watch in practice, you know, and sometimes you can kind of spend a special teams period of practice going through your notes and kind of seeing, hey, whose name have I written down 3 or 4 times here? Who's been having a good practice, that type of thing. But Tabor, if you pay attention to special teams guys, I mean, he's got a real teacher element to what he does out there. And it is high energy and it is fast paced. Okay. And it's positive. You know, you listen to Chris Tabor, whether he's got 5 minutes on the clock first period or he's got 15 minutes on the clock, and it's all positive. And I'm sure, you know, there's reinforcement made when corrections have to be done in meetings and in private discussions on the sideline and that thing. But it, I find it enjoyable watching him. You could, I think, you know, if you were a teacher in any setting, you could learn from a guy like Chris Tabor, because he's only got a short amount of time to get his thing done. So he's got to be really effective with every minute he's got. He's super high energy, super detailed when you listen to him and how he works with the players. And like I said, super positive. So watching him, I mean, it's like you watch him out there and it's enjoyable. So special teams period isn't always the best time to go through your notes, because you're going to miss what I think everybody can learn from.
Great stuff, Brad. Really appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.